We continue our learning. The Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Ayin Zayin has a machlokus between Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Eliezer regarding karbanos. We're going to be speaking about menachos, but the same machlokus we see regarding karbanos we have when it comes to menachos. So what is that machlokus? So Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Eliezer debate the following issue. Let's say you have a karban where the buster, the flesh of the karban became tameh or got lost before the zrikas adam, before you sprinkle the blood. Can we do the zrika or not? So Rabbi Yeshua holds, in ein basar, ein dam. Rabbi Yeshua says, you don't sprinkle the blood. You don't have basar. The dam is there, is sprinkled in order to be matir the basar. If there's no basar, there's no zrikas adam. There's no purpose to doing zrikas adam. Rabbi Eliezer holds, dam afal pisha ain basar. Yes, we sprinkle the blood even though we don't have any basar at all. So that machlokas we'll see reflected here when it comes to the laws of the mincha, because there's also the shirayim of the mincha that are left over as well. So the question is, are we going to carry out the komets, the placing of the komets on the mizbeach, if in fact we don't have any shirayim? So the Mishnah says, "Nitmu shiareha, nisrefu shiareha, avdu shiareha." The shirayim of the mincha. You have the kemitza. The kohen took out the kemitza, and now we have the shirayim, the rest of the flour, or if it's a mafet tanu, it was baked. Mincha marchesh, it's said, cut into different pieces that are baked. You did the kemitza, and now I have the leftovers that are potentially going to be eaten. But they became tameh, or they were burnt, or they're not here anymore. They were lost before you did the haktara of the komets. The komets you took, but you didn't burn the komets on the mizbeach. So the burning of the komets on the mizbeach is really the equivalent of the zrika sadam. Remember, the taking of the komets is the equivalent of the shchita. The burning of the komets on the mizbeach is the equivalent to the zrika sadam. So the Mishnah here says, kimides Rabbi Eliezer, following Rabbi Eliezer, according to his shita, according to his opinion regarding a carbon behema, where he held dam afal pi she'ein basar, that we sprinkle the blood even though we don't have the basar. So to hear kshera, it would be kosher. What does it mean to be kosher? You can take the komets and be mocked to the komets on the mizbech, even though there are no shirayim. Uchemidas Rabbi Yehoshua psula. But according to Rabbi Yehoshua, who said, when it comes to a carbon behema, im ein basar ein dam, you don't have basar, don't sprinkle the blood. Here as well, the mincha has no shirayim, so then don't bother being mocked with the komets on the mizbech, and we should not be mocked to them. You don't put things on the mizbech where there's no mitzvah to do so. However, the Gemara does bring an opinion that if it's only miksas shirayim, that part of the shirayim were lost, were burnt, what became tamei, but there's a little bit left, not all of it, but some of it, then even Rabbi Yeshua would admit that it's kosher to be makter, burn the komets on the mizbeach. Then the Mishnah says, shelo bichli shareis psula. Let's say you didn't put the komets in a kli shareis before you makter the komets on the mizbeach. Take the komets out of the rest of the flour, rest of the mincha, which is cut into pieces if it was baked. Then I take the komets out and I didn't put it in a kli shareis, then mincha psula. Rabbi Shimon machshir. Rabbi Shimon says, no, such a mincha is kosher, even though you didn't place the kmitza of the komets into a kli shareis before you placed it on the mizbeach. He believes that the kiddush of komets in a kli shareis, the sanctification of the komets into a kli shareis, into a service vessel, is not makev, is not essential, and it's acceptable. But everyone agrees, if you weren't mekadesh the mincha in a kli shareis before the kmitza, we know we put the mincha, the flour offering, into a kli shareis, and then we take the kmitza, you do the kmitza, and take that out. So he's supposed to put the kmitza in a kli shareis. That's a machlokes, whether b'dieved, if you didn't do it, you can be maktir the komets. But the mincha itself, at the very outset, has to be placed in a kli shareis. If that were not placed in a kli shareis, then everyone agrees that it's going to be possible, even Rabbi Shimon. Hiktir komtsa pa'amayim. Or kumtza pamayim. The Mishnah says, what about a case where you split the komets into half and you burnt it on the mizbeach twice or two times, half it at one time, half it another time, an hour later, kshera. The mincha is going to be kosher, but this is only where you were maktir it in halves. And the reason for that is a kometz has to be at the minimum two kezaisim, the size of two olives. So if I split it in half, I was maktir, I burnt a kezais of kometz on the mizbeach at a time. So that's acceptable. But if you were maktir it in three or four times, where now each time you're burning part of the kometz, it's less than a kezais, then the mincha is going to be pasul. Haktara must be a minimum of a kezais. Perek Gimel Mishnah, hey, hakometz Miuto ma'akev esruvo. So our Mishnah is going to begin a whole group of Mishnayos, which we'll be speaking about where one thing is ma'akev another. So we're going to find ourselves in other areas of halacha as well. What is ma'akev? Where do I have two mitzvos, so two components to a mitzvah? Do I say that one is ma'akev the other? Under certain circumstances, I can do one component and that will be acceptable even though I don't do the other component. And other times we'll say, no, one is ma'akev the other. One will prevent the other from being valid because both are necessary. So we begin with a halacha related to, of course, the laws of Menachos. Hakometz, mi'uto ma'akev es rubo, which means literally the minority will be ma'akev, will prevent the majority from the mitzvah to be fulfilled properly, which means if even you're missing a miut, a minority of the kometz, just a little bit, it will be ma'akev, even the rov. I'm left with the majority of the kmitza. Can I place that on the mizbech? Says the Mishnah. No. Even a little bit of kometz that's missing, it's ma'akev the rov, because the pasuk says twice melokum tso. And when it comes to kachim karbonos, we mentioned this once before. When shana hakasav alav la'akev, when the pasuk says, I have the Torah says something twice, it's there to tell you the first time there is a mitzvah to do it this way, and the fact that it says it twice means it's ma'akev. It must be done this way. So that since the pasuk says malokum tso, so we learn from there, and it says it twice. One malokum tso, the full kometz, not missing a little any of it. So one is for a mitzvah, but the fact that it says it twice means malokum tso means you have to have the full kometz. Anything missing, and if not, it's ma'akev the carbon. It's no good. Ha'isaron mi'uto ma'akev esruba. We're supposed to take an isaron of an eifa, asiris ha'eifa soles, an isaron of a flower. So that is even mi'uto ma'akev esruba. A mincha less than an isaron soles, even a kol shu, even a little bit, is going to be pasul. Because the pasuk says mi'solta, from its soles. So that teaches us missing any of its soles is going to be ma'akev. Hayayin, the wine that's poured on the mizbech, that's brought along with the karban, which depending on the size of the karban, there's a chatzi hahin, a half a hin. Hin is a liquid measure for a par. A shlishis hahin la'ayil, and a revias hahin, a quarter of a hin for a keves. The larger the animal, the more wine. Mi'uto ma'akev es rubo. If it's missing any little bit, so let's say you're being makriv a keves and you're supposed to give pour down a revia sahin and you don't have a quarter of a hin, you have a little bit less, you have a fifth of a hin of wine, that is going to be akev. Why? Because the pasuk says by midbar tezvav regarding nesachim, kacha Yeyaseh, kacha, yeyaseh, la shor ha'echad, o la ayil ha'echad, o la seh, b'vakis vasim, o va'izim. Kamispar hazeh ta'asu, kacha ta'asu ha'echad, kimisparam. This is in the Parsha of Nesachim, found in Parsha Shlach. And I learned from here, what does kacha mean? Kacha, the shear, the measure that I mentioned, and before it has the whole list of the psukim, tells you the yayin lanesech, ruvi yisayin, etc., for keves o'echad, and for all the other animals. So that teaches, kacha, it has to be that way, it has to be that way, velo pachos bimena, not anything less than that. So that's why when it comes to yayin nesachin, even miyuto, even a little bit, a minority will ma'akev rubo, and you can't, don't bother pouring down the majority, it's not going to be effective. Hashemen, when it comes to oil, shemen. Further, we have oil also for the minchas nesachim. We mentioned the nesachim for all these karbanos, the animals we bring along with the wine that's poured down in the mincha. So that mincha is balul b'shemen. It's mixed with oil. So and it's the same amount of oil volume as we have wine. So it's a half a hin, chatzi a hin for a par, or shlish a hin la'ayil, and revias a hin for a keves. So the same amount of wine is the same amount of oil, and of course the oil is mixed with the with the mincha, with the flour offering, and even a minchas nedava, where I'm supposed to bring an isaron of flour along with one log, so, and it should be one log and not less, miyuta makavis rubo. If it's missing even a little bit, also by minchas nesachem, it says kacha, and minchas nedava, it says umishamna, means from min hashemen shela, which means the measure that is roi, that's fit, that you should bring. So in all of these cases, as we said, the komets, any little bit that's missing is ma'akev, it's no good. Isaron, the flour, the yayin, the shemen. And now the Mishnah says, hasoles v'hashemen ma'akev zeh. And now we're dealing with the mincha itself. The mincha, when we speak about the soles, not just the oil, missing a little bit of the oil and the soles, they're ma'akev one another, which means if you're missing one of them, it's no good. Because when it comes to minchas nedava, the Torah says, misalta. So I have to have both, one is ma'akev the other. If I'm missing oil or I'm missing soles, so one without the other is no good. And minchas ha'omer, it says migirsa umishamna, so that's double. Since it's in pamayim, that teaches us that ma'akev one another. And then the Mishnah concludes, ha'komets v'halavona ma'akvin, we have this a little bit before in the Masechta. When it comes to komets and lavona, both are necessary, both are placed on the Mizbeach. The mincha is not kosher till you makter both of them. It says, al kol levono sa, the ace called halavona, says it twice. So that shows that the kmitza, certainly, we had that before, but even the lavona is ma'akev, and therefore, without the lavona, certainly I have kmitza, obviously, is necessary, but even the lavona is ma'akev, the carbon from being kosher.